Open the door slowly, he smelled the paper, the brewing coffee, the warm, loving welcome that would come from the knowledge contained in the building. It hit him that he would see a different light than the regular, dull life he usually experienced. He was greeted by a plump lady with an excessive amount of makeup. It was almost like the lady was wearing a mask to cover her true self. Andre ignored the fact and was to start his new job. He was to pick up the trash around the campus. She handed him an easy gripper, gloves, and a trash bag. He looked at her and the trash bag. He didn't argue, but proceeded to walk outside. She chastised him every time he skipped a shred of paper. Students around him chuckled secretly every time the plump lady scolded him with her raspy voice. The next few hours were long and tormenting, but it was for the best. Finally, it came time to start the classes. Andre contained his excitement to himself. He walked in with the rush of the other kids around him. They all surged into the auditorium. Andre found himself a seat in the middle of the colossal room. An older man walked through a pair of the side doors on the left. He was old and weak, a tired face, an unstable movement toward his desk. The man looked up at the students. He smiled a sluggish grin, though you could tell he put all his ardency. Andre looked down. He smiled at the professor, who seemed to be looking straight at him with a flummoxed expression. The teacher assistants took roll and sent them down to the professor, still with a perplexed facial expression. He rubbed his forehead when looking at the attendance sheet. The elder man started to continue the lecture after the very intriguing lesson. He started to pack his things together when the old professor approached him. Andre noticed him struggling to walk up the stairs. Andre strutted towards him with his satchel. He helped the professor. The man looked up at him and looked at Andre with such a shocked look. The old man stumbled backward. Andre gripped him tighter so he wouldn't fall back. "My grandson, my son, I found you," cried out the old man. Andre stopped. He helped the man up into a chair and let go with trepidation. Who was the strange man who declared that Andre was his grandson? Andre backed away slowly as he tried to reach the door. The professor pulled himself from the chair and had hot tears streaming down his wrinkled face. He looked at Andre with an exalted feeling. Andre, who stood by the door, looked at the man with sympathy in his eyes. Andre inched his way closer to the professor, trembling with fear. The professor sat Andre down. "Son, you may not know who I am, but you are the boy I've been looking for since your parents' death," exclaimed the professor. The young boy looked up at him with the utmost confusion. He rose from the chair and asked, "Are you telling me that you are my grandfather?" The professor wiped away the warm tears that rolled down his cheek. The professor looked up and nodded, reassuring look to Andre, who sat still with tears welling up in his eyes. After 23 years, he found family. He found someone he shared memories with.